This is HPR episode 2613 entitled Quick Orc Tip and is part of the series Learning Orc. It is hosted by Klaatu and is about 8 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, this is a tip about orc scripts.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hey everybody, this is Klaatu. Thanks for listening to Hacker Public Radio. This is just a quick little tip I have because it's something that tripped me up and I figured maybe it would hinder someone else. And anything standing away in the way between you and Orc needs to be eliminated. So I've been listening to the really, really fantastic series on Orc by Dave Morris and BeYeezy. And I mean, it's great. I sat down with a computer and a notepad, and I just listened to all of the episodes back to back. And I use Orc now. I just use it when I want to do something. I use Orc. It's easy. I mean, not everything, but some things. So it's been a great series, and I've learned a lot. But there was one little weird trick that if you try it, you won't believe what happens next. So this is probably really obvious to most people, but it's just one of those things that it escaped me until I realized what I'd done. So a quick tip. Now, here's a quick, we just need something that works. So really quickly, we'll just do a git blame on foo.txt, and we'll assume that we get lines and lines and lines of commits by Klaatu. So we're just going to do a quick find and replace. So we'll pipe the output of git blame to awk, and then we'll do an parenthesis or a single quote, begin, all in capitals, brace, fs for the field separator, equals, quotation mark, left parentheses, close quotation, close brace, and then we'll search for Klaatu. So / Klaatu, / that's the search, and then a brace, and we'll do a gsub, parentheses, quote, Klaatu, quote, comma, quote, gort, quote, close parentheses, semicolon, print, $2, close brace, close, single quote. So all we're doing is we're saying, whatever we get out of git blame, if you see the string, Klaatu, swap it out with Gort. And sure enough, that works. Okay. So now I'm going to take all of that awk stuff and we're going to put it into a script called, hpr.awk. So I'll open that up, I'll paste it in. And of course, you probably know, first of all, that we don't need the single quotes. So I got rid of those. And then I'm doing the begin block as a nice little normal looking function block. This isn't part of the tip. This is just me formatting a script. And then at the top of the file, this is the tip. Of course, you have to do your little shebang thing, right? So you need to know, first of all, where awk is on your system. So I'll go to a terminal and I'll do which awk. So it's user bin awk, which I'm assuming is probably actually, if we do a read link dash F on user bin awk. Yeah, it's actually /bin/gawk-413 or 4.1.3, but that's fine. So I'm just going to use the alias. So user bin awk, and I'll save it. So this is the tip, because that's what I did the first time. I thought, okay, well, I'm finished doing all this stuff on the, as on-demand commands, I want to make scripts that I can run repeatedly. So I'll do the same thing as I did before, the same kind of instigation command, git blame foo.txt. And then I'm going to pipe it to something, right? So I'm going to pipe it to ./, what did I call it, hpr.awk. Well, first of all, as I'm attempting to tab, it's not working. So that's something right there. Something's up with this script already. Well, of course, the thing that I didn't do is chmod it plus x. That's still not the tip. So I did that. So now I'm going to do git blame on foo.txt. I'm going to pipe it to ./hpr.awk. This time it sort of works. At least it tab completes, and I hit return, and I get a bunch of errors, and this is what happened to me the first couple of times, because I kept forgetting to do it. So awk, command line 1, syntax error, command line 1, unterminated regex. So in other words, it appears to be interpreting /hpr.awk as the awk command. Well, why is it doing that? I couldn't figure it out for the longest time. And a lot of you are already telling me what I did wrong, but some of you don't know. And if you don't know, this episode is for you. So open up your script again, and on your shebang line, you have to do /user/bin/awk --f. That was what I didn't do. So now if I do git blame foo.txt pipe it to /hpr awk, I get a bunch of commits by Gort, huh? See what I did there? So yeah, that's what you have to do. It's if you're doing the awk script in a file, you can't just say it's user bin awk. You have to say user bin awk -f. If you do not do the -f on your shebang line, it basically won't work, although there is a workaround. You can just pipe, you could do a git blame foo.txt pipe awk -f.hpr.awk. Then you're doing the same thing, right? You're invoking awk with the -f to say, hey, this is the file I want you to run the contents of. But if you don't want to do all that, and I think with scripts you normally don't, you want it to just kind of act as a self, as an apparently self-sufficient executable is what you want it to appear as. So you do a /foo.awk, and it just runs as a program. And that's what it'll do here. It runs as a program because its shebang line tells it that its initial command is awk -f. That's my tip. Hopefully it helps some people who might run into problems as they do their awk homework. I mean, to be fair, Dave and Yeezy might have covered this in one of their episodes, but I felt like, if not, I mean, I don't remember it ever being said explicitly. It probably was, but either way, I just felt if it screwed me up, then probably it would be helpful to do a tip episode about it on Hacker Public Radio, hence this episode. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.